Lake Effect continues on 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Joy Powers.
And I'm Bonnie North. Milwaukee public schools face fierce competition for students from private voucher schools, suburban schools, and, of course, charter schools. The question of whether MPS should expand its own portfolio of charter schools can be controversial.
Wisconsin Policy Forum researcher Ann Chapman says the debate is sometimes muddled by misunderstandings. Chapman is the lead author on a new Policy Forum report that digs into charter school funding. She spoke with WUWM education reporter Emily Files. Chapman begins by explaining the two types of MPS charter schools.
One is called an instrumentality charter school, and those are schools whose staff are MPS staff. So they're MPS teachers, and those schools report directly to the school district just as any district school does. So that's one thing a lot of people don't understand. A second type of charter school that MPS authorizes is called a non-instrumentality charter school. They're very independent. They have a separate governing structure. They're usually nonprofits, but ultimately a non-instrumentality charter school reports to the school board, to the MPS school board. So they're all public schools.
And you focused on the non-instrumentality charter schools, the ones that are connected to MPS schools, but they're very independent in their operations and, you know, they hire their own teachers and they set their own curriculum. So tell me about what you found about how those schools are funded and the relationship between those schools and MPS in terms of financing.
Absolutely. So MPS receives a lot of different types of revenue sources. Some of them are tied specifically to students. So when a non-instrumentality charter school student enrolls in MPS or a traditional school, MPS gets about $10,572 per student. Mm-hmm. And so when a non-instrumentality charter school student is enrolled at MPS, MPS gets that $10,572.
And so then, MPS starts with about $10,000 per student.
Right.
And then they take a portion of that money. And how much of that money do they pass on to the charter schools?
That's $8,395. That's an important number to know because the state guarantees that same amount, $8,395 per student for students that go to charter schools and independent schools. So what that means is in Milwaukee, charter schools, no matter what authorizer they're with, get paid the same amount per pupil.
Mm-hmm. And then MPS comes away with around $2,000 per student left to its discretion of however to use that school year.
Right. In between there, MPS does charge an administrative fee, and there are a couple other things that go on, but yes, there's that balance of about $2,000 that MPS has, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so what does MPS do with that money? MPS has a number of district-wide services that it provides to its schools. It also has a number of district-wide costs. So it has to fund, you know, infrastructure and administrative overhead and district-wide programming.
What you kind of state here is that this is the picture of how funding works for charter schools and whether you see that as a positive thing for MPS or something that takes away from money that they would get otherwise is kind of in the eye of the beholder.
Exactly. It depends on one's perspective on how much they think MPS is benefiting from having these charter schools in its portfolio. It depends on if this is a good idea for the charter schools, to what extent it's beneficial for them to be part of MPS. And it depends on your perspective on if you think charter schools are helping MPS stabilize its enrollment. It's hard to prove one way or the other, but those are the three areas that sort of depend on your perspective.
Mm-hmm. You state in the report that there's no way of knowing whether these charter schools are keeping students in the district or taking them away from district traditional schools.
Right. There's no way to sort of track that exactly.
You also compared the charter school funding system in Milwaukee to districts in four other states. So what did you learn from that comparison?
So one is a lot of states guarantee a minimum level of funding, operating funding for a student, no matter what type of school they go to. That's not something we have in Wisconsin, even among school districts. You know, it would help sort of dispel some of the criticism toward MPS in terms of how much it should be paying its charter schools if the state sort of said, this is a minimum amount of money that all public students will have no matter where they go to school. Another area is in terms of administrative fees, some states have said that all costs that a district or an authorizer incurs to administer a charter school have to be documented and itemized on a per pupil basis. That would also help, clarify who's incurring what costs and sort of what are the benefits of those costs. Because that's one of the areas that charter schools have said that MPS says that they have all of these centralized programming that they offer to all their schools, including their charter schools. But many of the charter schools have said, but we don't benefit from those programs because we're independent. So, you know, we say that if some of those costs that MPS says it's incurring for its programming were more transparently explained, it would help the debate. We annually do a different research project called the MPS Budget Brief. So we do an analysis of MPS's budget every year. And one of the things that we talked about this past spring when MPS put out its budget is that it would be helpful to know how MPS breaks down the costs that it incurs to just operate the district, its fixed costs that aren't related to how many students it has. Mm-hmm. Because every time MPS loses a student, it loses all that revenue. But its costs, a good chunk of its costs, don't go down. And that's an area people need to understand. MPS does have costs that don't just go away when it loses the funding because a student goes elsewhere. And that's something we addressed then. That's something we'll continue to work with MPS to try to explain. So, yeah.
All right. Anything else you want to add?
I think that's it.
Okay. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
Ann Chapman is a senior researcher at the Wisconsin Policy Forum. She spoke with WUWM education reporter Emily Files. You can see the Policy Forum's full report on charter school funding from a link at WUWM.com.